So let me see if we can how to get him on the air here. Let's see, air and line and hey Roscoe, can you hear me? Airline.
Yeah. Roscoe?
Yeah.
Aha. Beautiful. We got it.
I can't hear anything.
You can't hear me? Just another reason to quit. Can you hear me now?
Do you want me to call back? It's technically beyond me to be able to do it this way.
Okay, call me right back.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Boy, this is unbelievable. I'm sitting here the nicest day of the year. No dope, no booze, no women, nothing. Like an asshole. Everything's falling apart. I mean, these people are just utter morons. I can't... Hello, Erica.
Hi.
Well, we go...
One woman.
How are you?
Terrible.
Good. Me too. Wait till you sit down on this chair, then you'll really feel terrible. I mean, everything here is broken, and it's such a beautiful day out, you know? I just really feel like I'm truly wasting my time. Even more than I usually feel like I am when I'm here. Well, let's try to get Roscoe on the air one more time. Hey.
Hey. You can hear me now.
Yeah.
It's cool. You know, you can't screen a call or put it on the air in this place. I mean, I don't understand that at all, but,
Yeah, I figured maybe it was the old way or something.
No, it's the moronic, you know. Yeah. What's your vibe? Maybe your mood's better than mine.
Well, my vibe is I'm in the airport at Pittsburgh.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And this is one of the worst, ugliest airports I've ever been to in my life.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
And I was just at a, you know, sort of an opportune point in between a string of Amstel lights, and it just seemed like vibe time.
Amstel lights that cost like $5.41.
No,
you know,
actually,
airport prices.
Actually, they were just kind of right in line with your normal New York bar prices.
Really? That's
yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what brings you to Pittsburgh? Were you on your way somewhere? Or?
Yeah, I'm on my way to the Mountain Stage radio broadcast in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And you had to switch flights in Pittsburgh to get to Charlotte?
Yeah, and sit there for, you know, 2 hours.
Wow.
I was just watching the Texas Rangers versus Baltimore game.
Hmm.
Hearing some dopey guy talk about getting his four-wheeler stuck in the mud last night.
Oh,
but right now, I'm in the airport, and I'm looking for this English guy, Terry Reed. You know him?
Terry Reed?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy who was almost the lead singer in Led Zeppelin. I think he opened the Stones tour in 69.
Right.
His best number was a version of Sonny Bono's Bang Bang.
A heavy
metal version. Remember the Cher song?
I'm going to talk to him about that.
Yeah, it was like a heavy metal version of it. He's actually I sort of liked him back then. I sort of remember that. That's a name I haven't thought of in a good 12 years. But
he had a song that Cheap Trick covered on their first album that was pretty brutal.
Mm. Hey, Erica just handed me, are you doing Go-Go-Rama in September?
Am I?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah.
I am?
Yeah.
What's the date?
What's the date? Oh, I don't think she knows yet.
As long as I'm not doing Jay Leno that week.
Yeah. Jay Leno? Are you doing Jay Leno with Nils?
Yeah.
Cool. Excellent.
So,
Wow.
The vibe. The state of the vibe. So, yeah, this is a last-minute straw thing. You know, she went out of town a few weeks ago against my advice to play with that nerd band, They Might Be Giants. I told her it would really probably hurt her career.
Mm-hmm.
And her answering machine was broken, so this whole thing has been like a logistical nightmare, but, you know this go. Friend to, airport bartenders everywhere.
It's true.
I'm here, and
so you left today for this thing?
Yeah.
Wow. So what'd you do last night?
What did I do? Just watched some dumb cable movies. Kind of relaxed.
Uh huh.
Yesterday it was a long and wild day.
Yeah. What'd you do? What'd you end up doing?
I was doing a songwriting thing with that guy Martin Briley.
Uh huh.
Yeah, we got a good one going, you know.
Cool.
He came over. He was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have, he's not a stepper or anything, you know.
Oh, that's good.
So,
very nice.
Boy, isn't it loud?
It's really loud.
The ambience is so loud.
Yeah.
This is U.S. Air. This is one of their hub cities. This is one of, like, the few places where they could scrape together enough gates. It's unbelievable. I think I had some more stuff vibe-wise, but it's really, I'm really losing it. Los Lobos is on the gig tomorrow, so I'm going to try to borrow their amps.
Well, yeah, tell them I said howdy.
Yeah, I will. I brought the good brown telly. So, goes with
great.
My sport coat. But I guess that's the vibe. So what does your watch say?
I never wear a watch, so the station, Erica's watch, I can't read it. It's one of those Soul Club watches. It's the same as the station, 4:30 about right now.
4:31?
No, it's actually like 4:29 or 4:30.
Boy, my new watch, I hope it works, or...
But the station watch is often, the station clock is often like a few minutes wrong. So I wouldn't go by this. I would like find somebody who, I'd find a pilot and ask him the time. Those guys usually have good watches on set, right, you know?
Well, I got a new watch, but it's just,
I saw it.
You know, the Weather Channel is a good one for the time. I'll usually kind of take that as the time. Plus, you know, you don't have cable anymore, do you?
Nope.
Because I got this peculiar thing that happens every night exactly on midnight. No matter what we're watching on TV, the cable box reverts to channel 45.
And how long does it stay like that?
Well, until I change it.
I don't know what that means, but I know, like, I just had the worst reception on cable, and I couldn't get it fixed, and I was kind of freaking out on them, you know. I'm still on strike.
Did they rewire your building, you know, because they rewired ours?
I don't even know. That was, like, long before my fights with them started.
I don't think they rewired you guys' building because...
I don't think so either.
When they rewire your building, the wires go through the inside.
Then they didn't rewire the building.
Yeah, because it's like an anti-top floor bootleg thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, fun this week?
I don't know. I have no idea. There's, when does your thing start? You're doing Tuesdays, every Tuesday at Brownies in August, right?
Yeah, there's still another week.
Yeah.
Peace before that begins.
So you got me.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd ask.
I'll catch you somewhere. You know, you probably, you know where the fun is? The fun's sort of been at, Miss Sally's doing Wednesdays at Wally's. So
at the corner of hell.
That big fat painter guy who likes to try to beat her up, he goes in there and then I go in there and chase him out. But I think this week I bring out, you know, weaponry.
He's like a slug.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll see, you know, a whole host of Hound listeners Sunday night for the 9 or 10 o'clock 2A thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to make it back.
Okay, Roscoe.
We'll see you.
Have fun in your gig, and aloha.
Aloha to you and all Hound listeners.
You know, the Vibe Meister in an airport in Pittsburgh. That's amazing.